Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Chronic lymphocytic leukemia by Dr. Jem E. George Takaran. Dr. Jem E. George Takaran educates us on chronic lymphocytic leukemia, CLL, and why targeted therapy is the optimal treatment. What is chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL? CLL is a type of cancer of the blood and bone marrow. Specifically, it's cancerous growth of B lymphocytes, a subtype of white or fighter cells produced in the bone marrow that circulate in peripheral blood, mature, and function in secondary lymphoid tissue, such as lymph nodes, liver, and the spleen. CLL is a common leukemia that is typically seen in older patients. However, younger people can also be affected. There may also be a hereditary component where people in the same family have been seen to have an increased incidence, or in conjunction with other family members with other low-grade lymphomas. Symptoms. Many patients may be diagnosed incidentally during annual medical checkups and on routine blood tests. However, symptomatic patients may present with swollen, non-painful glands, enlarged spleen, low blood hemoglobin, low numbers of platelets, infections, fatigue, and reduced exercise tolerance. Patients with advanced disease may present with weight loss, recurrent infections, bleeding, symptomatic anemia, not commonly night sweats, and fevers. B symptoms. There are also less common presentations with extranodal, not in typical lymphoid tissue, involvement, such as an infiltration of the scalp, prostate, gonads, pharynx, lungs, and gastrointestinal tract. Diagnosis. A full blood count shows an increase in the total cell count and or raised absolute lymphocyte count of greater than 5,000 per microliter. The blood smear made on a slide, when reviewed, shows an increase in normal-looking lymphocytes. In some patients, a reduction in the red cells and platelets may also be seen due to immunological complications of the condition or due to disease burden. Certain biochemical tests may also show abnormalities. However, this isn't always the case. During the follow-up of this condition, these tests are also routinely performed. Screening for viral infections also needs to be done to prevent reactivation during therapy. The gold standard for the diagnosis is a special molecular test known as flow cytometry. This test helps distinguish normal B lymphocytes from malignant B lymphocytes through the preferential expression of abnormal markers on the B lymphocytes. Part of the workup may include a bone marrow biopsy and further molecular and genetic testing. This helps determine the disease burden and assists in the prognosis of the condition and helps to determine possible treatment options. The clinical staging is completed by conducting radiological imaging, such as CT scans. It's based on the Rye and Bernay staging systems. Biochemical test results and genetics help complete the classification of the patient into low, intermediate, high, or very high risk categories. Treatment, supportive, and non-chemotherapeutic. Watch and wait is a common treatment approach in patients who are asymptomatic. Supportive treatment may include transfusion of blood products and antibiotics. Pharmacological. This is determined by various factors including patient factors, comorbidities, chronic medication, end organ damage, performance status, patient preference, and treatment goals. Disease factors, such as burden and its complications, and genetic factors, DEL17P, TP53 mutations, IGHV mutational status, and so on. Combinations of treatments. Due to the advancements in the field of CLL, there are now several therapeutic options available, which may include combinations of traditional chemotherapeutic agents, in conjunction with immunotherapy, such as monoclonal antibodies to CD20, and targeted therapy such as B-cell lymphoma 2, BCL2, and Bruton tyrosine kinases, BTKI inhibitors. Targeted therapy is the optimal treatment when compared to traditional chemotherapy because it specifically targets the cancer cells and not normal, healthy cells. This limits side effects and improves tolerance to treatment. The benefit of these advancements is that clinicians in private practice and medical aides in South Africa can offer patients various treatment options, such as a fixed duration combination versus continuous therapy, which would allow someone with CLL to get treatment as an outpatient in the comfort of their homes. This limits clinic visits and avoids chair time with more manageable side effect profiles.